Now, we talked before about why it's necessary to start thinking about turning your passion into profit from the standpoint of raising your standard of living. But there are also economic and social changes that people need to recognize as a wake-up call to start thinking about the changes that are coming. Now, if you listen to the news, you'll hear that Social Security is threatened, jobs are going overseas, companies are going bankrupt or downsizing or laying off employees. The landscape is definitely changing, and a wise person anticipates those changes and starts making plans. Essentially, we're being forced to return to a business model that existed before the Industrial Revolution, where 80% of people were entrepreneurs relying on their talents and skills to earn a living, but in an entrepreneurial way. Also, more and more people are starting to realize that they've been living a lie, that security isn't promised from sticking to the 40-40 plan of working all your life 40 hours a week for 40 years and then retiring with 40% of your paycheck. And fulfillment isn't promised either. People are recognizing that fulfillment is not only possible, but more likely to be achieved doing the things that people once thought were highly impractical, following their dreams, starting a business, pursuing an invention, in other words, turning their passion into profit. So all of this requires a new survival strategy. The first difference in the survival strategy is instead of trading your time for money, you build assets instead. Now, what I mean by that is an asset is something that increases your wealth, that generates income for you. So the plan is to make investment that create streams of income. One of the biggest errors that people make is in thinking that purchasing a home or a car is actually creating an asset for them. Cars and homes are not assets, they're really liabilities, because unless they produce rental income or produce income of some sort, they're actually creating additional expenses each month. The second strategy change is to create multiple streams of income instead of single streams of income. And now, it's been many years since the average family has been able to survive on one provider's income. And if you think about it, what would you do if there's only one stream of income into the household and something happens to that stream? Now, it's said that the average American family is only one paycheck away from homelessness, which means there needs to be a strengthening of your independence as it relates to where your money is coming from. If it's only coming from one source, then you're more at risk. So it needs to be coming from different sources, and turning your passion into profit can definitely help you create additional streams of income. And finally, the third change in strategy is instead of seeking practicality, yet you seek sanity instead. Now, what I mean by that is it's said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Now, people who do what they love and live a life that's in alignment with their truth live longer, happier lives and are more sane because they're not following a plan that's been proven not to work and expecting a different result from their parents or grandparents. Now, I can't prove this, of course, that people live longer, happier lives, but intuitively, we all know that that's true. If you're doing something that you're passionate about, doing something that's in alignment with your mission in life, that it's easier for you to get up in the morning and pursue that thing because it gives you a greater sense of fulfillment. Now, the nice thing about all of this is that it's much easier these days to turn your passion into profit thanks to technology and, most importantly, the internet. The internet basically presents a level playing field where small companies can compete with large companies. You're not limited by geography, meaning that if you set up a website online, you're not limited to the walk-in traffic that a retail store would be limited to that are within travel distance of your store. People from all places on the planet can log on to your site and order from you. And it's convenient for the consumer since they can shop anytime, 24 hours a day, night or day, at their convenience. Now, once you make the decision to turn your passion into profit, whether it's to raise your own standard of living or whether it's to anticipate the changes that are happening in society or a combination of both, one of the things that it's important to be prepared for is something I call the reconstruction crisis. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. Whether you realize it or not, we live in a creative universe. And the minute you set a goal, you write down your goal, you envision your goal, you think about it, you put into motion forces within the universe that are actually designed to bring you what you want. And everything that will happen to you from the minute you set that new goal and that new image of yourself is actually designed to create your dream. However, a lot of people misinterpret what is happening to them and see it as an indication that they've made an incorrect decision. But essentially, before something new can be created in your life, something old has to fall away. You can't build a new house in a location where an old house currently exists. You have to demolish the old house to the foundation and then rebuild in its place. And similarly in life, there may be people, situations, circumstances, relationships that are currently existing in your life that are not conducive to the new life that you've envisioned for yourself. So certain things are going to start happening. You may find yourself getting into fights with your significant other. You may find yourself even a little unhappier at work. Your house may burn down. You may get evicted. You may, all of the things that happen, that even the things that you think are unrelated, are actually designed to bring you closer to the goal that you've set. So it's important to be aware and not misinterpret the things that happen as indications that you've made an incorrect decision. You've got to give them time to play themselves out, go with the flow, and continue asking yourself, how is this helping me to move forward? So it requires courage, definitely, but you have to be prepared to reconstruct your life, let go of some relationships, allow certain things to play themselves out because you see the bigger picture of where this is going. So very important for you to anticipate this as you move forward with turning your passion into profit.